It's my life. It's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live when I'm alive. It's my life. My heart is like an open highway. Like Frankie said, I did it my way. I just wanna live when I'm alive.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone tuning in today. My name's Gina. I'm an Aussie gal from Down Under, like you didn't already know that from the accent. And I'm extremely glad to be here with you today to share with you some of the most amazing business ideas and opportunities that I've ever come across. Now, some of you may already know about some of them, and some of them you've possibly never heard of. But one thing's for sure, there'll certainly be plenty to choose from as the weeks go by. Now, let me tell you a little bit about myself and where I got all these business ideas from. I'm probably what you'd call, maybe a seminar junkie. I love nothing more than to go to, you know, these conferences and seminars that are held all over the place by various groups and people, where all sorts of interesting and exciting ideas and opportunities are presented. And it just blows my mind to think that there's so many opportunities out there, and I only have 24 hours in every day, which means I don't have enough time to get to them all. So as a result, I've personally probably taken the wrong approach, which has been to get a few little businesses up and running, most of them doing quite nicely. However, I'm quite sure that had I simply focused on one and put my time and effort into it alone, that I could have grown that one into something quite big. Anyway, that's just me. You know, I have to have it all. And so what usually happens when I come back from all of these seminars with all these great business ideas, my excitement level is literally sky high, sometimes to the point where I can't even talk or breathe properly because I'm so excited. And then what happens is I try to tell my family and friends, you know, in a forced sort of calm voice, through my huge inner excitement, all about what I've learnt. And you see, what I do is I come home and then I research what I've learnt. And I do it very thoroughly. And the more I research, the more excited I get. And I usually decide that this is definitely a great business opportunity for me. Mind you, this happens on just about every single opportunity that I come across. But anyway, back to my family and friends. Well, they all do their best to listen to me, but I'm sure they all roll their eyes when I've gone away and I'm not looking. And then the subject never really comes up again. You see, I think the main problem here lies in the fact that my circle of family and friends are the sorts of people that, well, you know, if they have a slow or boring or uneventful day, they call that a good day. Whereas me, on the other hand, well, the older I get, the more I realize that life's really too short to simply just exist. You see, I think life needs to be interesting and exciting. And I honestly can't think of anything better than making lots of money from doing something interesting and exciting that you enjoy. You know, when I hear about the global financial crisis and stock market crash and more, you know, bad economic news, I just think to myself, you know, all these people all over the world that are being affected by all this stuff, with there's huge losses in retirement money and all sorts of things, and they go around complaining about the state of things and how bad something or other else is that's happened to them. Well, why don't they do something to try to offset it instead of just complaining about it? You know, there's just so many great, and I should say very lucrative, business ideas out there that I just can't fathom how anyone can possibly just sit back and let a bad economy decide the way that their life's going to go. You know, all these unemployed people, why don't they put a little business plan into action? There truly are so many business opportunities out there that require either little or no startup money. And even the ones that do, well, usually in the courses and things that people offer, teaching you all about it, they explain, you know, where and how to get startup capital. I just don't get most of the world. But anyway, I guess you aren't most of the world, or you wouldn't be listening to this. Or maybe it's that you used to be most of the world, as I call it, but now you want to make some positive changes in your life. Well, whatever the reason, I'm just so excited to have you listening. And I just know you're going to love what I've got planned for you in the coming weeks. I can hardly wait to tell you myself. I think my problem in the past is that I've been trying to tell people like my family and friends all about what I've learned and what I'm doing, you know, as far as my own businesses go, but it just falls on deaf ears. I think my mistake is that I'm trying to tell the wrong people. People who have got absolutely no interest in knowing about or listening to the great stuff I learn about or getting any excitement back into their lives. Now, just the fact that you're currently listening to me tells me that you're a different type of person to them. You've got an interest in at least knowing about various business opportunities that are available, or you wouldn't be still listening. I'm truly and genuinely excited for you. You know, life's a game. You don't want to be just sitting on the sideline watching it happen. You want to be in it, participating. Don't miss out. Now, before we meet next time, I need you to do a couple of things. First, you need to treat this like a little adventure with some excitement and enthusiasm. And I know you won't be disappointed. But you can rest assured that I won't be presenting anything to you that I haven't either thoroughly researched myself to the nth degree, and I can confirm beyond all doubt that there are lots of people out there who are making lots and lots of money from it, or that I'm doing it myself. You know, in anything you get, you're always going to get the people who whinge and bitch and complain about how this didn't work or that didn't work or such and such is a scam and blah, 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 blah. But you know, there's people out there making money doing what they say is a scam. So maybe the problem is them, not actually the business opportunity. Or maybe it just didn't suit them. Or maybe they didn't follow the guidelines and the rules and so it didn't work for them. Who knows? But as long as someone's making money from it, then I see it as an opportunity. And another thing, you know, when you see and hear about the sad state of the economy and, you know, you switch on the TV and all you hear is how bad things are and how it's all getting worse and the unemployment this and the real estate market that, and so it goes on and on and on. Just shut the damn thing off. Don't listen to it. Don't read the newspaper. Don't let the media get you down. It gets in your headspace and it causes havoc in your mind. Trust me, just don't do it. Go and grab yourself a copy of a good book. Or, you know, maybe how about Rich Dad, Poor Dad? Or Think and Grow Rich? Or something worth reading. And better still, don't let your kids watch the crap on the news on the TV or read the depressing stuff in the papers. Why not give them a business opportunity to have a go at as well? I mean, why not? Now, secondly, with lots of these things, I need to say, I'm about as much of an ordinary everyday person as you can possibly get. And seriously, if I can do this stuff, you can too. I have a family. I have 5 awesome kids. I have limited time. So if I can do this, anyone can. And that includes you. And you know, the things that'll stop you, there'll be things like procrastination and self-doubt. You know, there's lots and lots of people and courses that you can take that can help you with these things if you need it. But again, that's a whole other story for another day. But just as long as you're aware that if something sounds good and it appeals to you and you're not having a go at it, well, think back to what I just said and ask yourself this question. Why am I not having a go at this? And then answer the question out loud, has to be out loud, as though you're explaining it to somebody else who's standing right in front of you listening intently to every word you say. Could it be that you're scared maybe of failure, or maybe you lack the self-discipline that you need to actually make the time in your busy life to have a go? Whatever it is, they're all just excuses, and you'll know that. I used to work on the theory in the beginning that as long as I spent at least 15 minutes every single day doing something, it didn't really matter what, but something that put me a step further along the road of getting there, then I was moving in the right direction. You see, you have to actually make the effort because it won't happen without any input from you. Well, how about looking at it this way? Your choices are, you can either have a go at least one of these opportunities that appeals to you and gets you excited, or you can continue with the way things are now. Now, have you ever heard of the meaning of insanity, which is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get a different result? Well, why don't you try stepping out of your comfort zone for a little while and do something different? Do you know that if you were to start up a regular, you know, conventional type of business, well, think about how many tens upon hundreds of thousands of dollars it'd take just to get the thing off the ground and up and running. I don't know if you've ever heard the statistics for the success rate of small businesses, but it's quite horrifying. It's something like 90-odd% fail. So why would you do that to yourself when there's an alternative? In the weeks ahead, you'll hear about some lucrative and unique and exciting and interesting business opportunities literally being handed to you on a platter, most of them requiring little or no startup capital. Well, you do the math. And finally, try looking at it this way. Without getting into the spiritual side of stuff, you're not here on this earth to merely survive, to just go along day by day doing a crappy, boring job with a crappy, boring life. No. You're here to do something that you actually enjoy doing. Why would you put up with that other crap when you could do something you thoroughly enjoy? Now get this, again, without getting into that airy-fairy stuff. The more you have fun and enjoy life and what you do, the more fun and enjoyment will come to you. And the more money you make doing it, the more money will just come to you without any extra effort on your part. It's called the law of attraction. You see, by putting up with crap that you hate, you're forcing the job, forcing the money, forcing the days that go by, you're resisting everything. Now, by doing a complete about face and doing something you truly enjoy, your resistance is gone and everything just flows. But again, that's another story for another day. So for now, let me give you a little sneak peek into what's coming up next time. Exciting stuff, let me tell ya. I've got something very special planned for you. It's a business opportunity that most people have never heard of. Does that sound interesting? It should. Are you curious? You know, as soon as I learned about this one, I jumped on it immediately and I've never looked back. It's one of those bizarre things that in reality, it almost sounds too good to be true. Now, when I first heard about this and started my research and investigation into it, I had lots and lots of questions that went something like, but what if blah, 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 and but what about blah, 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 blah. And when I say lots of questions, I mean lots. But I can honestly tell you that every single objection I could possibly come up with had an answer that completely and totally put every single one of my objections to rest. And even today, I'm still blown away by it. My only regret is that I didn't know about it when I was 18 years old. If I had, all jokes aside, I think I'd be a multi-millionaire by now. Have I got you curious yet? I just know you're going to love it when I tell you about it. And I know your initial reaction is going to be, what the hell? What does that mean? I've never heard of it before. And that's exactly what I thought and said. But then I did my homework and, well, the rest is history. You know, I'm so excited for our next meeting. And what you have to do now is go and start daydreaming about what you're going to do with your days when you don't have to go to that stupid, boring, crappy job every day. And now I'm going to go and put the little finishing touches on my first little business opportunity that I have to present to you next time. And until then, stay safe and I'll catch you soon. Bye for now.